We came here to win, and just incredibly, disappointed in our performance.
What a difference a year can make. That was Clemson's head coach Dabo Swinney talking with reporters after the Tigers lost the Sugar Bowl to the Crimson Tide. In January of last year, Swinney was basking in triumph after beating Alabama for the national title. There would be no chance at a repeat this year.
You know, championship football is a game of a few plays. You know, you gotta make the critical plays, and we didn't do that.
But Nick Saban and the Tide did.
Because everybody took ownership for it. Everybody took ownership for their role, whether it was a kickoff cover team or the defense.
J.K. Scott, back to punt for Alabama.
But there were some flubs. Alabama went into halftime with a 10-3 lead. Then, just 14 seconds into the second half, quarterback Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball and Clemson recovered. That put the Tigers in position to score a second field goal, which was the last time Clemson got any points. One reason is Alabama defensive nose tackle Deron Payne. He made a critical interception a few plays later and then was sent out as part of the Tide offense. Payne recalled an earlier chat he had with quarterback Jalen Hurts about catching a pass.
Jalen was telling me he'd throw it to my better catch it, so I tried to make sure I caught the ball.
And catch it he did. Payne says Hurts wasn't the only one he was talking to about it.
I had been talking to Coach Locks about it, and he said just keep on working, you might get it. And I just tried to do my best to go out of practice and work hard, and they finally gave it to me.
That interception and catch earned Payne defensive MVP honors. It was only his second catch, including one in high school. The Sugar Bowl ended 24-6, and for a lot of Alabama fans, the victory was payback for this.
We beat the last seven national champions, all of them, this year. I don't know who tweeted that out, but I appreciate that little nugget.
That was 1 year ago.
Watson's pass complete to number 7, Mike Williams.
Swinney was addressing reporters inside Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, and one of those championship teams he was talking about was Alabama. The game that just ended cost Nick Saban the title.
I think every loss is very painful, and my loss is really for the bad feeling that I have for the players who've worked so hard to create this opportunity for themselves, and not to be able to finish it is very disappointing for me, but because of them.
Bo Scarborough, touchdown, Alabama!
This was the second matchup in as many years between Clemson and the Tide. Alabama beat the Tigers in Arizona in 2016 for the championship. Tampa in 2017 was Swinney's chance at payback. The Tide led for the whole game, at least until the last 4.5 minutes. That's when a pair of penalties put Clemson within striking distance and then the lead. Deron Payne drew an unsportsmanlike conduct call followed by a penalty for pass interference against Anthony Averett. That did it. Clemson made the go-ahead touchdown and never looked back.
Extra point Griffith. 9:23 left in the first quarter. Alabama 7, Clemson nothing.
Just hats off to those guys. I mean, what an unbelievable champion they are. What a fight.
Swinney was being gracious in victory. The final score was 35-31, with the Tigers hoisting the 2017 championship trophy.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to stomach watching that one anytime soon. That has to be one of the greatest games of all time. Just absolutely incredible.
Just as Clemson savored the thrill of victory, it was Nick Saban tasting the agony of defeat.
I don't think one game defines who you are, as a person, as a competitor, or as a team, and certainly not define what this group of young men was able to accomplish this year.
And win or lose, Alabama fans stand a decent chance of facing Clemson again in the near future. That's the view of someone with deep roots in Crimson Tide lore.
This is really a first-time thing with Clemson.
That's Ken Gaddy. He runs the Bear Bryant Museum on the campus of the University of Alabama. He's referring to Saban facing Swinney in the 2016 and 2017 championships and then this year's Sugar Bowl.
Three times in a row, Dabo Swinney, a former player, as their head coach, so it's kind of a unique thing going on here.
Unique maybe, but not unheard of. However, you might have to ask your grandparents about previous examples. We asked Ken Gaddy to put on his historian's hat and look for examples when an Alabama football coach faced the same opposing coach again and again. He says it was a half century ago in New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl.
And now we're ready for the start of the 33rd annual Sugar Bowl Football Classic.
The closest analogy would have been the Nebraska 66 Orange Bowl, 67 Sugar. We split those. Bob Devaney was a coach in Nebraska, so playing those back-to-back years. We did Notre Dame 2 years in a row. We sadly lost both of those games.
Gaddy says Alabama fans had better get used to seeing more of Dabo Swinney. That's because of the way semifinal games like the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl are being structured these days.
Now that the national championship is tied directly to those games, it may happen more and more as we go forward. Because is Alabama, is Clemson going to be in consideration for the national championship in the future? So this may not be the last time that they play.
Mosley kicks off for Alabama.
And fans of the Crimson Tide might want to add Georgia's Kirby Smart to that list. Nick Saban and the team will face Bama's old defensive coordinator this coming Monday in Atlanta for the national championship. Pat Duggins, APR News, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans.